Genesis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present but not yet fully recognized. You have within you the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us and together, we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, ponder on this. Before we explore this topic, I'd like to say a few words about Alice Bailey, founder of the Lucis Trust. Lucis Trust sponsors this show. Alice Bailey wrote 24 books of esoteric philosophy, and those 24 books are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. The following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. Ponder on joy, happiness, and bliss. These release the channels of the inner life and reach, in a wide circle, many kinds of people. They heal and cleanse the physical body and help you do your work with little effort, a proper sense of values, and a detachment which is based on love and not isolation. Alice Bailey frequently asked her readers to ponder on this. Why did she make this request so often?
Anybody who studies the books of Alice Bailey, and that opening thought came from her writings, knows that ponder on this is often a request. And in fact, I was doing some research on our CD-ROM of the books, and I found there are over 600 references to pondering throughout the books. Yeah. So all readers of Alice Bailey are very familiar with that suggestion, ponder on this. Why? Well, I think one reason might be that the spiritual path is one that doesn't come readily or easily to the mind, as we know our mind. Most of us think of our mind as that which solves problems, which analyzes, which learns and stores data, facts, and so on. That's what we think of as the mind. And there's another aspect to the mind called, in the ageless wisdom, the higher mind or the abstract mind, which is quite different and which needs to be accessed through the normal workaday world mind, but it doesn't come easily without some practice. That's why we have training in meditation. That's why we have zillions of books on spiritual teaching that we study, some of us, for a lifetime or more. So to ponder is to prepare the mind to become receptive. It's as if you have a helicopter, but no place to land it. You need a landing pad for your helicopter, and the same applies to spiritual teaching. You need some kind of a landing pad for spiritual realizations to come into the concrete mind and the brain. And pondering, reflecting on spiritual truths, on ideas that we may not fully understand on first encountering them, is an important part of the spiritual path.
Yes, and it's very important for the Western intellect, and probably very difficult for the Western intellect, because we're so used to analyzing and modulating your mind and thinking about this and that on the outer levels. And to stop all that thinking and to suddenly just find a quiet time and to sit and think quietly about something, about an idea, is quite different for the the Western thinker. Because the idea to ponder, just the dictionary definition, is to think or consider especially quietly, soberly, and deeply. And to ponder implies a careful weighing of a problem, an often prolonged, inconclusive thinking about a matter.
Like prolonged inconclusive thinking, do we?
No, I mean, it's today, this age, we've got to have instant answers.
Absolutely.
Was it said that the average attention span of the typical American is 5 minutes?
That much?
Well, maybe it got shorter. That was 10 years
I'm impressed.
Old.
No, it's true. We've never, human beings have never been able to sustain mental effort for very long without training and discipline. And with the internet, we have access to so much knowledge literally at our fingertips. We are used to Googling something and getting immediate answers and more answers than we can possibly make use of. And it's wonderful. But all of that uses the mind in a very different way than pondering.
Right. It's what we're doing is exercising and building the concrete lower mind. And that's fine as far as it goes. But that's what we're meant to do in this concrete level of thinking. But we also have to realize that there are levels beyond, way beyond what we're thinking now, that are just totally reflective type of thinking that we seldom find time to do.
One reason that pondering requires time is that we set up a rhythm in our mental processes that is hard to undo. And the rhythm of dealing with daily problems, with issues related to family, work, community, all the things that apply or that we associate with the outer realms of life, have their own rhythm and their own ruts, we could say, that they've established in our consciousness. And when we try to then use that equipment, so to speak, to plumb the depths of meaning of a spiritual problem or a new realization that's just beginning to register in our consciousness, we are kind of going against the tide, so to speak. And to undo that rhythm that the brain and the mind have been accustomed to for so long takes time and effort and discipline and repeated bringing the mind back to the theme of the focus. For example, in Zen Buddhism, it's traditional that the teacher gives the aspirant a koan to ponder on. And usually that koan is something so obscure and so unfathomable that it's almost ridiculous and nonsensical. And sometimes I understand that the aspirant would have to go away for up to a year or even more to ponder on the meaning of that koan and come back to the master and say, well, I think it means such and such. And if he's wrong, he's sent back to ponder some more. That's kind of the epitome of the difficulty of the spiritual path. The truths that we seek are not so easy. And if we think they are easy, we can be sure that we've only touched the surface of them. In the arcane school training that we have on spiritual development, we give students seed thoughts for their meditation that we ask them to work with for a month at a time in the early phases of the training. And quite often, new students will have worn out their seed thought after a few days or a week, and then they want to go on to a new seed thought. And we always tell them, no, stay with the seed thought for at least a month. And it's only when you've worn out, gone through, assimilated the most obvious meanings that you can then begin to explore the deeper levels of that seed thought. That's when the real work begins, when you think you've already figured it out and there's nothing more to gain from it.
That's right, and that's why in throughout the books of Alice Bailey, there is this injunction to ponder on this, because it, even though on the outer surface what she is saying may be obvious to the listener, to the reader, it's not obvious to the inner meaning of the particular hint that is being given out. In other words, She will write out a hint for this particular student, perhaps, and then say, ponder on this, because if you do so, it will help release your energies. It will release into new channels and new understandings into something deeper and more significant. And that is the instructions all the way through the books, because it is an exercise to delve into these very subtle distinctions between the outer obvious meanings and the more subtle meanings on the inner side, or the significance behind the words. That's what we're trying to drive at, what we're trying to understand.
And using hints is very much a modern way of giving out spiritual teaching. We in the modern world have more education, more use of our minds, our mental bodies, as they're called in the Ageless Wisdom, than people did generations ago. And that's both a liability and a resource, because our intelligence enables us to think on our own, and we can be given a hint of spiritual truth that we can then take with us and explore on our own through meditation, through pondering, through reflection. So the great ones, the spiritual teachers, don't spell it all out for us. They give us a little bit. They point just in the direction of where we will find the answers, the understanding, the wisdom that we need. But it's up to us to search it out. And it's not spoon-fed, I'm sorry to say.
No, just like in the opening thought, where it says, ponder on joy, happiness, and bliss, and these release the channels of the inner life and reach many kinds of people. And by going behind the words and trying to understand the words and the meaning of these words from the position of the soul, is quite a different thing than understanding joy and happiness in a personality sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is that delving ever deeper and deeper and trying to grasp an intuitive understanding that is really behind these teachings.
Well, the intuition is what is accessed through pondering. And we've talked about this before. The intuition is a level of consciousness beyond the mind. And it's only reached through a finely trained, disciplined mind, which becomes receptive to spiritual truths that are so complete, so inclusive, that they transcend the little world of this separated personality. The intuition deals with the great truths that affect humanity and the planet as a whole, and which concern the plan for our world. And we come upon that level of insight through the mind, but it's at the same time above the mind. It is accessed via the mind and through the practice of pondering, a receptivity is created that then allows that intuition to descend in kind of a almost like lightning. It's immediate realization, but it only comes after prolonged effort, if that makes sense. You might be combing your hair or brushing your teeth one morning thinking about nothing much at all, and suddenly a realization will dawn on your mind that might answer a question you've really been struggling with for a long time. But at that moment, your mind was available and free and unencumbered, and so it came. But don't forget, there was a lot of work done in preparation.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. Our topic for today, ponder on this. We have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, and that's Ponder on This. Ponder on This is an Alice Bailey book. It's a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. And it's also the theme of today's discussion. It's available for $19, which is certainly a special offer. And now's the time to take advantage of this. There's no strings attached. The discount really comes in the form of shipping and handling. you know, the prices of shipping and handling, that's a good discount. So what you need to do is send a check or a money order to Lucis Publishing, and that's 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. So send a check or money order, $19, to Lucis Publishing. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And, you know, you can write a little note saying that you heard about the offer on Inner Sight. If you'd like books, Alice Bailey books, there are 24 books of esoteric philosophy that that Alice Bailey has written. And if you want to order those books or probe any others, you can have cassette tapes as well of the radio shows, a schedule of a package of general information. So if you'd like any of those, what you need to do is give us a call on our toll-free number, which is 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NEW-YORK-LUCIS. All of our InnerSight programs can be heard on our website at www.lucistrust.org. On the homepage, you'll find a link to today's program, which will be available for hearing in a day or two. Last week's program is already available. And many of our past programs can also be heard. That's www.lucistrust.org. The theme of each week's program is posted in advance on our website so that you can see in advance what next Sunday's program will be. We also appreciate your donations. Your donations is what makes it possible for us to stay on the air. And it certainly is evidence of your support. And we enjoy doing these radio shows, but we do need to pay for them. So all donations that you've sent to Lucis Trust were very much appreciated. And please continue to do so if you want to see us remain on the air. So send your donations to Lucis Trust, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Dale, did you mention earlier today that there was a new edition of Ponder on This? Do you want to tell us more about that?
The new edition is an audio edition. It's been recorded on a CD, the entire book, and many CDs, actually. But now we find we're going to have a special offer for a special little dingy device here.
It's special little
dingy device. A dingy device. Yeah, it's called a Playaway. And what it is, it's similar to an iPod, but it's a pocket-sized preloaded book that's already on this little device that you can listen to. And it's very simple. It's a pocket size, preloaded, for people who just want to press play and then listen. It's not very complicated. And we're thinking of putting the entire book of Ponder on This on this little device, on this Playaway player, and offer it to any of you who would like to have a copy. So you buy the whole device, you don't have to download anything, and it comes with the little earbuds, and it's battery operated. So we will be sending out a flyer in the mailing, which will be coming out in sometime this month, and we will be offering this. And if you would like to take advantage of this little player, why, just send in, let us know, and we'll have all the information available in a special mailing. If you're on our mailing list, you will receive this flyer, and if you're not on the mailing list, you should be, then give us a call, and we will put you on the mailing list, and you can receive the special mailing that's going out in September sometime. And it's going to be a very interesting...
Great, I'm on the mailing list, aren't I?
Yes, you'll get the flyer. You will, Robert. Don't worry.
Looking forward to that.
It's its own little player. It's good. The whole book is on this player. That's all there is there. You push start, and it goes.
It's interesting that the book Ponder on This, which is a collection of excerpts from many of the books of Alice Bailey, lends itself to listening while you're on the move in your car or walking about or whatever. Most of her books, I don't think, lend themselves to that kind of audio listening. People might disagree with me. We have all of them recorded on audio cassette. But really, you have to sit, I think, in a chair with the book in your lap and read a few sentences and ponder. Because this teaching is quite deep and not easy to assimilate, even after you've been reading her books for years and years and years. Most of us start out reading them and not really understanding much of anything. But something in us tells us that they're very important. That's about the best we can say. Ponder on This, being excerpts on many different subjects, is more suitable to listening as you are going about your activities. And the contents of Ponder on This give you an idea of all the multitude of subjects that do require reflective thought, from basic assumptions to alignment to the life of the aspirant, to what the zodiac from A to Z. The topics are brief and yet amazingly deep.
Yes, many of the topics we've already talked about on this radio show, and this is where, quite frankly, this is where we get a lot of our ideas, was from this book, just by going through the contents. And like the astral plane, the aura, we've talked about the aura recently. The Buddha and the Christ, consciousness, death, the art of dying.
The etheric body. We just did a 5-part series on the etheric body and
right.
The heart center, which is featured in Ponder on This.
Yes, and it has a section, little excerpts from about the etheric body, the vital body, in this book. And we talk about fear and glamour. And the glands, we also, in that paper that you might have received on the etheric body and the glands, the connection between the etheric body, the glands, and the centers, this is also in this book. So, and there is even an excerpt on God, the meaning of God. So, it's very wide-ranging topics. And altogether, there are 186 different topics.
Most of them are covered in a few pages
right.
In Ponder on This. A lot of people like to keep this book on a table next to their bedside and perhaps read one entry a night before going to sleep. I think that's a good practice because the last thing that you do in your day when it's devoted to spiritual reflection, to spiritual pondering, I would think prepares the mind for still further enlightenment, illumination while you sleep. And it's a truism of the spiritual path that our hours of sleeping are times when on the inner planes we are being guided and taught if we are truly serious about spiritual development. Some people have vivid dreams of being in a classroom and participating in some kind of group study. Myself, I don't. Maybe I'm on the astral plane, I don't know, but I take it for truth that we are taught during the sleeping hours. And when we go to sleep prepared with a mind already focused on spiritual truth, that's all the better, and that's one important use of Ponder on This.
Yes, and I think it's, as it says somewhere in the books, that people learn different ways. Some learn by hearing, by taking in through the ears, and other people learn by reading, taking in through the eyes. And so maybe you're one of those people that prefer to listen to something and you get more from listening, and you can play it over and over again. And that's what you would get if you order this little playaway device with the whole book on it. You can ride the subway and you can ride the bus and listen to your heart's content and drown out the world and then sit there and ponder on what you've heard.
It's interesting to consider some topics or some examples of subjects that Alice Bailey recommends for pondering. One example she gave was just four words, words that are familiar to all of us. She suggested that we ponder 5 minutes a day on the spiritual significance of stability, serenity, strength, and service. She suggested that we take one of those words, just one, into our reflective thought for a week each month. Perhaps start with the word stability, then the second week, serenity, the third week, strength, and the fourth week, service. And give it 5 minutes before moving on to the next word in the next week. You would be surprised at how your mind has to work to plumb the depths of significance of a single word. But when you make that effort, you find that you understand far more than you realized. And as she said, after 6 months, you have built these key words into your very nature. They have become part of your equipment, so to speak, part of your being. And I find that's true also of just thinking about qualities of the soul. Have you ever done that? Just pondered while you're standing on the subway, what does the soul express itself as?
Well, yes. I mean, that's an exercise that and doing it on the subway or the bus or trying to do it is a good a test whether you can really concentrate with all that noise and confusion around you in the crowds and so forth. And although if you can find a quiet place, you know, at home where you can just sit and not be disturbed, that is far much better.
Mm-hmm.
But you do build up a thought form over these words over time because energy follows thought and you are constantly building and building on what you have thought before.
Please take advantage of the special offer from Luce's Publishing Company, and that's the Alice Bailey book, Ponder on This. Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. And it's available now for $19. So send a check or money order to Luce's Publishing, Luce's, L-U-C-I-S, Luce's Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Luce's Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And just attach a little note saying about that you heard the offer on Inner Sight. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.